AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. New York millionaire Robert Durst found guilty by a Los Angeles jury in the shooting death of his best friend in her Los Angeles home in 2000. Durst faces a mandatory term of life in prison without parole when he's sentenced on October 18th for the first-degree murder of Susan Berman. She was shot at point-blank range in the back of the head as she was prepared to tell police how she helped cover up his wife's killing in 1982. He was previously acquitted of killing a next-door neighbor in Texas in 2001, as he was hiding out from authorities. Durst was posing as a mute woman at the time. An FDA advisory panel votes 16-2 against recommending a booster shot of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for everyone. They later unanimously supported boosters for people 65 and older and those at risk of severe disease. Amanda Cohn with the CDC says the focus now should be on getting more people to take the two shots.
At this moment, it is clear that the unvaccinated are driving transmission in the United States.
Federal judge in Memphis rules against Tennessee Governor Bill Lee on his anti-masking effort. Shelley Adler has more.
For the second time, a federal judge has blocked Tennessee Governor Bill Lee from allowing parents to opt out of school mask requirements aimed at limiting coronavirus infections in Shelby County. U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman issued a preliminary injunction for schools in Tennessee's largest county. Parents in two Memphis suburbs are suing on behalf of their children who have health problems. They argue that the Republican governor's executive order has endangered these students and harmed their ability to attend classes in person. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Shelby County school system is the largest in the state of Tennessee, more than 100,000 students. The Dow closes out the week with a 166-point loss on the day. NASDAQ drops 182. S&P 500 dropped nearly 1%. This is AP News. Supporters of former President Donald Trump planning a rally tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol aimed at supporting what they call the political prisoners of the January riot and downplaying the violence and threat posed by that insurrection. Some 600 Trump supporters are charged in connection with the assault on the Capitol. 60 remain in jail. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says they'll be ready for anything.
We haven't had an opportunity to speak with the organizers of this weekend's demonstrations and have planned accordingly. We are also aware of various countergroups planning to exercise their First Amendment rights.
A permit for the protest allows 700 people. Intelligence collected ahead of the rally has suggested extremist groups such as the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers will turn up. Capitol Police Chief Tom Major says he believes the most likely possibility for violence will involve clashes between the protesters and counter-protesters who may show up. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.